What's up, peeps? This is Richard Kaufman, the comeback coach. Guys, this is going to be an awesome episode. Now we're going to get into the fun stuff, how to monetize your podcast like a pro. Who doesn't like making money? Why are we doing this? We're changing lives, but we're also changing our own lives. So if you've ever dreamed of turning your podcast passion into profit, then you're in the right place. Today, I'm revealing the game-changing strategies that help us secure over 20 paying sponsors for the Vertical Momentum Resiliency Podcast. So stay tuned till the end, because I'm going to share a secret that will revolutionize how you think about podcasting monetization. But before we delve into the specifics, let's talk about why monetizing your podcast is not such a dream. It's a reality. And if you don't think there's a lot of money out there, there is plenty money to be made out there. I have several friends that are making six figures a month monetizing their podcast. And one of them actually wrote the back cover of my book. So we're going to talk about that later. So why should you monetize? Well, it's about transforming your hobby into a sustainable venture that not only entertains, but also educates and inspires. So whether you're a veteran, first responder, entrepreneur, these tips are tailored just for you. So the first thing we're going to talk about is your media kit. This is your business card to the world. It showcases your podcast stats, audience demographics, and success stories. So what I did is I actually had my friend Tammy Moses create a one sheet for us. And then if somebody ever has a question about, well, tell me about your show, and I just say, well, Google me. Because if you Google the Vertical Momentum Podcast, we're on the first six pages of Google. So that's a great flex. Is once you start having enough shows and getting enough downloads, all you have to do is say to somebody, hey, you want to know about me? Google me. But you definitely should have a one sheet, especially if you're going to have people on your show and if you're going to be going on other people's show. So, you know, just think of it as your first impression. You know, make it count, because you only make the first impression once, right? So, you know, we'll talk about how to craft a media kit that makes sponsors eager to jump on board, because once they know, okay, you service this demographic and they want their demographic to buy their stuff, they're going to be knocking down your doors to sponsor your show. So let's talk about identifying and securing sponsorships, because, you know, next up is finding the right sponsors. You don't want to just have any sponsors sponsoring your show. Like for me, I'm in recovery, so I will not have a vodka brand or a beer brand sponsoring my show, since I don't drink and people know I'm in recovery. So anytime that I do have sponsors in my show, and we do have 20 paying sponsors right now, I actually use all their products. So for me, if I'm going to put my name on something, I'm going to make sure that it's worthwhile. So finding the right sponsors, it isn't just about getting anyone to sponsor you. It's about finding partners who align with your values and your audience. If somebody if your podcast is about cars and you know that somebody hates cars, your sponsors are not going to want to be a sponsor of your show, because they're not going to, your audience is not going to buy them. So you want to make sure that you align with your sponsors and your values, and they align with yours. And I'll walk you through how to identify potential sponsors, tailor your pitches, and negotiate deals that benefit everyone involved. Because for me, if I'm gonna have somebody sponsor my show, I want to give them 10 times more value than they give me. And you want to make sure your pitches are going to benefit them, because nobody wants to be in a relationship that it doesn't go both ways, where I just don't want you to pay me and you're not going to see any success, because that person is probably not going to renew their sponsorship. Like for me, I do 3 months at a time, and I want to make sure that on that fourth month, my sponsors are like, all right, we just send a check like we have been. So make sure, you know, make sure that you're always providing more value than you give. Another point is leveraging memberships and subscriptions. Now let's talk about steady income streams through memberships and subscriptions. I know that Spotify, I know that Apple offers special subscriptions to where you can give, they can give you $3, $5, $10 a month, and you can give them some extra subscriptions or some behind the scenes information or t-shirts, hats, swag, and they become part of your team. And but you also have platforms like Patreon, Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, that can transform how you interact with your most dedicated fans. And who doesn't like to have fans? I'm a big fan of a band called Kiss. I was a member of the Kiss Army when I was 7 or 8 years old. I'm still a member of the Kiss Army. And I always, whenever they have something new come out, I'm the first one to buy them, but I'm on their mailing list. So whenever something comes out, I make sure I purchase it. And you want to do the same thing. You want to have people following you and, hey, you know, your new episode drops, or I got a new t-shirt that's about to drop. It's called the Winner's T-shirt. And if you follow me, you are a victor. So we're going to be having new victory t-shirts coming out. So when it comes out, if you follow me, you're going to get the information before anybody else. So we're going to show you how to set up a membership platform that offers content, perks, ensuring a predictable income while increasing your podcast value. Because why have a podcast if you're going to put in the work, but you're constantly paying out of your pocket? If you're constantly taking the money out of your pocket to promote your show, to have swag, why not have other people help you get your message out there? So, in conclusion, you want to engage to grow your community. I'm all about community. I'm all about engagement. I'm all about relationships. I'm all about friendships. And remember that monetizing your podcast, it's not just about making money. It's about building a community. My goal for this year is to help 3 million people realize the destiny that God has for them, and so they can live in their purpose. That's mine. Yours is probably different, but if you have a community, it's so much better, because if I have a podcast episode that's powerful, somebody that touched is going to share it. And they might leave comments, and you might be able to build relationships or answer questions or help people. So everything is about community. And you want to engage with your listeners through unique content, behind-the-scenes access, and member-only episodes. Like me, I always loved watching shows, and they would go behind the scenes, how they do things, how they make things. I'm a big documentary guy. I'll watch a documentary being made about a documentary being made about a documentary. So I am that guy. So make sure that you're engaging with your listeners. You know, show them different stuff. Maybe an episode of just how I do it, what I'm doing, why am I doing it. And then sometimes, hey, guys, this episode is just for you. It's not going to be out in the public. It's just going to be for you. And remember, your subscribers are your biggest asset. Treat them like VIPs. Because remember, your net worth goes along with your network. So if you want to have a great net worth, you're probably going to want to have a great network. And here's the secret I promised. The real treasure in podcasting isn't just the revenue. It's the relationships you have built along the way. I have made so many relationships. Actors, authors, doctors, anybody you could think of I had on my show. And I can always reach out to them, text them, and be like, hey, I want to come out to Hollywood. I want to come on the set. And they'll be like, sure, come on down. Because you learn how to build relationships. And relationships are everything. And remember, these connections are priceless. And they open doors that money simply cannot. So take these strategies, apply them, and watch as your podcast not only grows in profitability, but also in community and impact. So if you are ready to take your podcast to the next level, don't forget to like, subscribe, and click the bell for notifications. Want more in-depth tips and tricks? Head over to our website, or you can head over to our YouTube channel and check out our full guide on podcast monetization. And also, we have a book that hasn't dropped yet. May 1st, it drops. It will go into detail about how to monetize your podcast and actually give you clickable links that'll take you to start making money today. So guys, I will see you in the next video, the next audio, where we're going to continue to transform your passion into a thriving business. And remember, if you want to have a powerful, purposeful, profitable podcast in 8 weeks, DM me now on any platform or even here, and I'll get you that information. And if you do pick up the podcast blueprint book, which is $30, you are going to get $997 in bonuses. So guys, for 30 bucks, you get over $1,000 in bonuses. You can't beat that. And guys, remember, vertical momentum. The only way to go is up. Love you guys.